Hi, I'm Julia.
And I'm Donna.
And we are Five Feline Farm.
Five Feline Farm Press now.
We are, absolutely. And that actually is part of our purpose in recording this, is to update people on the changes we've done over the last...
Well, when we were talking about it earlier today, it's been 6 years since we left market.
Oh my goodness.
I know, it doesn't seem like it.
No.
A lot of people wonder, what have we been
doing? Yeah, where did we go?
People have found us through your books.
Right.
But, things have changed.
Absolutely. We transitioned from selling vegetables and scones and jams and...
Honey
and all manner of things. You made all kinds of balms and soaps.
Not at first. We had beak balm.
Oh my gosh, beak balm.
Beak balm was our first. Oh my gosh, we had so much fun with that.
We sure did.
Naming it with friends. Oh, we had fun.
We did.
And it was a good product.
Oh, I love beak balm.
We sold a ton of beak balm.
We sure did. And... then at some point we decided we needed something different to really pursue other talents and
creativity.
Yes.
We had both retired and then took on the business full time. We had been doing both regular jobs and the farm, going to market on weekends. So it was a lot smaller scale, but then when we retired, we went full in, bigger garden, more scones, more jam.
Yes. And then we decided we would have an on-site store.
Yes.
So we first transitioned to an on-site store.
A small one.
Yes. And that was kind of cool.
It was.
Because a lot of it could stay set up. We didn't have the complete setup and tear down every single time. So that was nice.
Yeah. And we were shocked that people actually came out to the farm because we're about 9 miles from Charleston, the closest town.
Right.
But they did. And
lots of people came.
I mean, we expanded our store twice.
Yes.
And then we kept expanding our hours. We kept adding on.
And we added on festivals.
Yes.
We did a spring and a fall festival a few years.
Other vendors and everything added on except for the two of us. We're still doing all of
us. It was still all of us. So
and we were getting older.
Yes. So
and kind of cranky. I was getting kind of cranky about some of
I was getting tired.
And I didn't want to be cranky.
No, because I love the people.
Yes, I loved the people. I loved the festival atmosphere, but the preparation for it and the teardown, and that got to be exhausting.
It really did. And probably some of the time through, we transitioned after COVID. I mean, that had some impact, of course, like it did all businesses. But after we came through that period of time, we really spent some time thinking about what did we really want to do?
Right. And you knew what you wanted to do.
Absolutely. I wanted to write fiction. I'd written a few other memoir, cooking kinds of books, but I really wanted to try fiction. I wanted to do that forever and finally decided the time was right.
Right. And I really wanted to pursue more creative outlets. And to me, gardening is a creative outlet.
Yes.
But it's also a lot of work, and that's fine. But I wanted to do more with photography. And those of you who have been around for a while have probably know that every morning I try to post a picture from the farm and some kind of just kind start to the day.
And those are, you get so much feedback. They're beautiful pictures, really thoughtful encouragement and inspiration, which eventually I pulled a lot of those into a journal and a planner. But then you started doing my book covers.
Yes. So the first, your first novel, you purchased a cover from a different, from an artist.
Right.
And then the more we thought about that, it's like, we could do that right here. So.
Absolutely. And that really speaks to who we are in terms of doing things for ourselves. Mm-hmm. If we can at all do something for ourselves, we do it.
And we both were brought up that way.
Yes.
You know, we still do a lot of the things that people would consider old fashioned.
Like canning.
Growing food.
Growing food. Foraging some food.
Yes, we forage. So we fix things ourselves. We repurpose as much as possible.
Reuse things.
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of things that we were, that a lot of people probably say, well, that our great-grandparents
were
the ones that were doing those, a lot of that. Even my grandparents did some, but for me it was even further back than that, that, you know, those were the skills that, especially like canning and growing food.
Growing huge gardens and taking care of our land and our property. There are a lot of things that we wanted to spend time doing just on the property as well.
And we didn't have time for that.
And this change has afforded us that time.
And to spend time with family.
Absolutely. We have had some family needs that we devoted time to and are so grateful we were able to do that.
Because the business, Fife Feline Farm original business, really consumed our lives.
It did.
In every way. And that was good for a while. And I'm grateful that we built that kind of a business. But it took us away from a lot of the things in life that were really fulfilling and the things that that we really wanted to do.
Right. So in that vein, what we're doing now is I'm really concentrating on fiction. Book 3 is currently with the editor as we record this. The first two books, The Inheritance and The Sacred Woods, the first two of the Landau Creek trilogy, are out. And book 3's The Wildwood Legacy. Like I said, that's with the editor. The second and third books, you have provided artwork for the cover.
Mm-hmm. And we also involve our fan base. So we put out some options. We kind of narrow it down because literally for this last book cover, you gave me kind of a theme of what you wanted, and I had thousands of photos.
Oh,
so we had to keep paring that.
That's
down.
No exaggeration.
No, that is
thousands.
Not. And all of them were taken right here at the farm. So,
and that's important to us.
Yeah, it's authentic. It's creative. We're not using AI or any kind of outside. It's the two of us,
right,
that are coming up with the concepts and the photos, and so it's from right here. And
we've also done some additional product things with your photos,
right.
And that's really where we're headed. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to expand those areas. So I think that's kind of...
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at now. And, you know, we did a podcast years ago. And so we're just going to kind of keep up to date again.
I think so.
I don't know where all this will go or what we'll do, but... I think it's time to jump right back in.
I think it is too. So if you want to stay with us and keep track of what's going on here at the farm, watch all of our social media, sign up for our email list. I'll put a link to that and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
I guess there you have it. We'll be talking to you later.
We sure will. Bye.